the version that we shot and the version that I had hoped would be released was a was more of a drama, you know, and then they cut it into a romantic kind of a comedy, which, and the producers, who I think really kind of, you know, made the movie so much different, were actually at a time wanting to call it Crazy in Love, and I thought it was so disrespectful. It's about a real, couple, right, and people that I know. And,
the guy was up there at Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Jerry Newport.
Right.
He and he wanted the film to be, you know, he wanted the film to be seen in any form. You know, he was just happy that it was being made. But at the same time, it was kind of my job, along with a couple of the people in the cast to and the director to sort of try and get the real version out there.
Sure.
But the producers just wouldn't allow it, and I don't.
Where was Robert Lawrence on all this? Was he in the middle?
Robert was... The problem with the process was that Robert... We had an opportunity to make the film for... with some really reputable... with a really reputable studio. We could have made it with Focus. We could have made it with... you know, like, I think, Paramount Classics. And the thing that happened was... Robert thought we needed more money. And then when everybody else passed on the idea of us doing it for $15 million or whatever, he scrambled and at the last minute gave it to Millennium. Mm-hmm. We ended up making the movie for like $7 million, you know, because he had you know, it's all a crapshoot, and he'd misjudged you know how we were going to get it made. Mm-hmm. And we could have made it for like $10 million of Focus, and it would have been a completely different film.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the beginning of the problems. And then, but we went up, we shot it anyway, in, you know, with the budget that we had, and I think that director is an incredibly talented guy.
Swedish.
Petter Ness, he's Norwegian, actually.
Norwegian. Yeah.
It could have been, and I think that the movie we shot was a fantastic film. And at the time, I was so upset that both the proposed new title and the fact that they made it into a romantic comedy, and I just
what was the old title?
What was Mozart and the Whale? Oh, but then they wanted to change it to Crazy in Love.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, which that was their plan, and I was like, I'm not going to, you know, go promote this. In the end, it was a. I think that everybody did amazing work on the production side of it, mm-hmm. and would have loved to see it come out in post-production the way that we'd actually shot it, and was fighting for that. And I, you know, I gave my 2 cents and tried to play an angle that I thought would, you know, help get the movie released in the proper way,
right.
And it just and it didn't work out. So, but I think that everybody's work done on the actual shoot was fantastic, and I am proud of everybody's work for sure.
Is there any way, you know, I mean, DVDs is a decent option. It would be nice to at least be able to see it. I'd really like to see
that. The director's cut. Yeah, I mean, if Petter could get the rights to make a director's cut, it's been a real struggle with the producers. So,
well, they didn't get that much of a theatrical release in the first place.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
So I'm sure they're not realizing that much in the way of revenue anyway.
No, but
was there a pride issue with them?
I think it might be. You know, I think that they, you know, it's been the two sides of the coin have been idealistically at odds. Mm. So, we'll see. I would love to see it in its proper form as well. But I'm, you know, very proud of Petter. I think he's an excellent director, and I am proud of all the work that everybody did. And I never wanted it to seem otherwise. But I just wanted to kind of try and help protect the film.
You know, I know absolutely zip about how one plays. It's not really autistic, but you were playing the syndrome is called
Asperger's,
which is almost like autistic, but not quite.
It is. Well, some people say that the only difference between high functioning autism and Asperger's is the name. So, it is like high functioning autism.
And I would imagine that would be, you know, you're teetering, and you just take it a little bit in this direction, and it might seem overly affected, hyper, you're like you're acting.
Yeah.
A little bit too much in the other direction, you might seem a little like you're not generating enough that people can relate to. And I just thought that what you guys did, what you did in particular, was just really, really, really was impressed by that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Excellent
thank you.
Work.
I loved working on the film. That was a passion of mine for. I think the reason that I was so upset about what they proposed doing and ended up doing with the picture was because I'd worked on it for about a year. You know, I trying to get the money together and talking to Petter and talking to Jerry and. And, you know, working on the script and all sorts of stuff and really had thrown everything into it. And I loved that movie, you know. So
who could I call Pastor at Millennium about doing the right thing? At least, why not?
The director's cut? I would say that you just call Millennium, talk to... I don't even know who's still working there, to tell you the truth.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
what they're what they're up to. But I would love to reopen it and have a new dialogue with them because hopefully, you know, bygones can be bygones. We can just get the movie released the way it should be released.
Sure.
The other thing was they hired somebody to do the music who was totally untested. And it was like they just stopped caring about the project once we got out of production.
It wasn't just me. There was a crowd that saw it at the Lovero Theater in Santa Barbara. There were some women who had children who were autistic and had Asperger's. It really went over.
Oh, good.
I mean, I know it was the wrong version, but still, what remained of it went over well. So.
Yeah. Well, I just, I mean, I can't, I think maybe I made a mistake in assuming that by Petter and I, saying that we would like to do the real version, because Petter was basically kind of kicked off the project in post-production. That's not okay. And I just really believed that if Petter could have made the movie that we had set out to make, it would have been astounding for people to see.
Sure. Can you tell me what you're doing next? What's coming?
Well, I'm working on a movie right now called I Come with the Rain, which is a this Vietnamese director named Tran Ong Hung. Do you know who he is?
Do I know the
Tran Ong Hung? He's a director Vietnamese. He did a did a film called Center Green Papaya, a film called Vertical Rays of the Sun, and a movie called Cyclo as well.
Papaya, I know.
Yeah, he won the Cannes, not the Palme d'Or, but whatever the second one is.
Director's Fortnight or In a Certain Regard.
Something like that for Center Green Papaya. And then he won the Golden Lion for Cyclo. And this is his fourth film. He's been writing it for 6 years.
I love the title.
Yeah, it's a great title, right? And it's a story of me kind of going from Los Angeles to find this guy hires me to find his son, who's a grown-up man who has disappeared in the Philippines. And so I go to the Philippines and search for him there and then follow his path up to Hong Kong. And it's this kind of wild, kind of esoteric.
Nice. Are you going to be a producer on it?
No, I'm not a producer on this one.
Okay.
These guys have been working on it for so long. If I came on and asked to be a producer, I'd get it slapped down. But no, I'm just lucky to be on the project. I think this guy is a filmic genius, and just very excited about it.
Great.
Yeah.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Yeah.